All right, Lars Lindstrom, I tried to find Joe Shimoda, but he's gone. I talked to him on track walk. He hadn't ridden much, only a couple times, didn't get the surgery. So all things considered, that last one, he was charging hard. He rode pretty well.
Yeah, definitely better than – I mean, he had a great start in the first race, and he did a 47.9. I think that was the best lap, like, of the night on that second lap or whatever it was. So he was riding really good that first one until he crashed in the sand. And then rode okay. They made a change – We made a change on the bike for the second one to try to be better, and it wasn't back very good. It was kind of pushing too much to the front, I guess, or whatever. But
blame Shane.
I'd love to blame Shane. Yeah, I mean, he's the 250 crew chief, you know. After you got clipped. So the last one, they softened up a little bit, and made a couple different changes, and it was better.
Yeah.
And he obviously rode better. He didn't get a great start, but I am proud of him for, like, the second race and the third race. His starts weren't great. They were, like, mid-pack. And he made good moves the first lap, which is not something last year he struggled with that.
Yeah.
So he got up to, like, sixth, like, right away, seventh or sixth, whatever, somewhere around there. And then he made some moves and got up to...
I saw some aggressiveness, too.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah. I'm stoked on that. He just got better. You know, for the last race, and it was a little too late, you know, to get a podium. But still, I mean, we ended on a decent note.
So Mosman got Shock on the whoops on the last lap, and Shock got him back. If Mosman makes that pass, you guys are on the box. And so it's like you came away like 50 feet away from podium.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we could have got lucky, but yeah, we should have been better, right? So, yeah.
And then, his late race thing was his late race charge was good, so that means the finger must be all right. Did he complain about it? Did he talk about it? Like, how was it? Did it affect him?
Yeah, his like physical strength. He's kind of like got some kind of freak, you know, gene in him, where he didn't ride really at all. He just tried to let the finger heal. He did. You know, everything else he could to get better. He did the physical therapy for the finger, but he also did the training that he could without riding. He always is strong. Like, we hardly ever see him fade, you know, even outdoors. But it was affecting him. His finger is still, pinky is still, he can't, like, squeeze the bar with his pinky.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not the end of the world because his other finger that was broken is healed really, it's pretty good. So that thing's, like, doesn't hurt at all.
Yeah.
But because he can't grip that other one, he doesn't have the confidence. So, like, if you notice, he never went three in.
Oh, I never noticed that.
You know, that 3-3-1 was like 0.9 seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
So even in qualifying, if he would have done that, he would have been qualified second, you know, potentially.
Yeah.
So without doing that, he still did well. But, you know, he doesn't, he had kind of that same issue where he came out and tried to three something.
Yeah.
And his hand, like, blew off the bar because of that.
Right.
So it's still not great, you know. And, I guess it's been, like, you know, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, whatever it is.
Yep.
So for a bone to heal, you know, usually, you know, you got to wear a cast for 6 weeks. And then you start rehabbing. So the whole thing's kind of been sped up. And it's probably not ideal.
Right.
But, you know.
Yep. It is what it is. All right, 450 fill-in rider. We all want to know what's going on at. When does Dean get started? When does he start, you know, getting some laps in and stuff like that?
I have these really good ideas, as I mentioned to you on track walk.
Yeah.
They're gonna blow you away.
Yeah,
they're really cool.
Okay.
It's this unbelievable idea.
Yeah.
You're never gonna believe
okay.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Like this things.
All
that,
now.
Things
right.
that have people have never thought of right. before. Like that's what we're gonna
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
And we're working on when we're gonna do that.
Okay.
Seriously though, like if we do
yeah.
put a rider on. It probably won't be till like Birmingham, so we can get some time to prepare and do some stuff, and then we'll do, you know, like hopefully if we do something cool, we'll do, you know, as much PR as we can out of it.
Make it a fun thing, right?
Yeah, and on top of it, try to get a little testing out of it too. You know, whether that be engine mapping, suspension, chassis, whatever. You know, like we'll try to make something happen, and we'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of options out there.
But as much as I'm joking, nothing is guaranteed yet. Nothing is, like, you're not for sure going to get a fill-in.
Yeah. No, right now it's seriously 50-50.
Yeah. Okay.
But the people, just so the people know,
yeah.
We do have our riders picked that we want to choose.
Okay.
So there's no need for someone that hasn't been contacted to contact me.
Fair. Yeah, that's a good thing to put in there. Good disclaimer.
Yeah. Just letting you know.
Yeah, right.
The forklift driver out there that needs 2 or 3 weeks to prepare to get his license and then do, you know, no need.
Right.
But thank you very much. Appreciate, you know, the reach out.
I can only imagine. All right, man. Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks.